Galatians chapter number 4, if you would, just for a moment. Galatians chapter number 4. Anybody that studies the book of Galatians realize Paul was writing it because a problem had occurred. And here's what the problem was. The church started off wonderfully. They loved Paul. They loved him. But something happened. There was a group called Judaizers crept into the church there at Galatia and said grace was not enough, that you needed to add something. I want to say this to you. Nothing can be added to the gospel. Somebody help me preach. You cannot, by the way, to try to add to the gospel is to diminish the gospel. And Paul said somewhere there in Galatians 2, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Because see, if righteousness come by the works of the law, then it's Christ dead in vain. And then he gives us a paragraph here that I want to read to you tonight in chapter number 4. I'll start reading at verse 1 and go down to verse 7, give you two or three little quick thoughts, and we'll be done. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But listen to this. This is the story. I love this Holy Ghost conjunction. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, listen, I'm about ready to shout right here. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I want to tell you, that's good reading. Amen. Let me give you four quick points from this passage. Amen. Let's look at verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God had a, listen, preordained plan from the foundation of the world. He had a See, Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He didn't start 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. He has been and always will be. He is the everlasting God. He is God in the flesh. The Bible's so plain about that. It says in the beginning, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hey, your salvation, my salvation, sinner, if you're here, is not an afterthought of God. It is a preordained plan of God to redeem your dirty, rotten, fallen soul. And you say, well, I want to be saved from hell. First of all, you need to be saved from your sin. Amen. 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 But when the fullness of time was come, that's the preordained plan. Look at the second part of that verse. God sent forth his son, made of woman, made under the law. Praise God. That was his prepared person. See, here's what God was going to do. I like this. I'm about ready to shout at my own preaching. He was going to step out of eternity. And he came down into the vehicle of a woman. But God didn't leave that by chance. Because, see, the Holy Ghost overshadowed her. Somebody help me preach. You said you still believe in the virgin birth of Christ? I sure do. She was not conceived by man. She was conceived by the Holy Spirit of God. But she was the vehicle, prepared vehicle, that God overshadowed and formed Christ in her. And he, well, glory. Woo, glory. Y'all with me? Let me give you a third thing. I like this word. It's a great word. To redeem them that were under the law. That we might receive the adoption of sons. That's our perfect provision. Redemption. That word's a unique word. It means to buy back. Everything that was lost in Adam. The last Adam. Ain't going to be no more. Came and provided, as you were singing in that last song, a perfect sacrifice. And came and died for you to redeem you from the kingdom of darkness and place you into the kingdom of light. Somebody help me preach. Take you from a fallen family and put you into his family. You're here tonight lost. The whole purpose of God sending his son to Bethlehem was to redeem your fallen soul. You can't redeem yourself. You can't work it for yourself. You can't conjure up salvation. It's not through the Pope. It's not through Mohammed. It's not through Buddha. But it is through Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. I'm the way in. The only way in. But I'm glad of that. Amen. Redemption. Glory to God. Redeemed. Oh, Lord, that's a great word. Won't y'all help me with it? Just say this. Say these words for me. I'm going to tell you, I am redeemed. Would you do it for me?
I am redeemed.
Well, y'all said that like a bunch of Presbyterians. Let's do it again.
I am redeemed.
Well, how'd you get redeemed? You couldn't redeem yourself. You couldn't help yourself. But God, in the fullness of time, came to where you are and provided the plan for you. Oh, holy God. What a wonderful God. Then lastly, I'm done. I told you I was brief. Whew, glory. Y'all with me? First of all, I have a preordained plan. A prepared person. A perfect provision. Boy, I like this next one. To redeem them or under the law. We were all under the law. It was a curse to us. That we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts. See, that's the earnest of the expectation. Christ, you know what he done? He adopted us into his family. I'm a full-blown child of God. I am on my way to heaven. You said, what do you call that? I call that a personal possession. I am now a son. It doesn't only appear what I shall be, but I know when he shall appear, I'll be like him and see him as he is. He doesn't call me a servant anymore. He didn't call me a slave anymore. He didn't call me a bondman anymore. I'm not under the curse anymore. I've been set free from the curse by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's still the blood. Christ is able. So I'm done. In the fullness of time, that was prepared. Great, wonderful, preordained plan through a prepared person to provide a perfect provision so we could have a personal possession. Let me ask you a question. Do you possess him tonight? I do. He's in here. He's in my life. It happened the moment I got saved. But let me ask you this last question. If you'd die tonight, how many of you know that you know that you know you've been saved and you've trusted Christ alone, not your works, not your goodness, and you know you're going to heaven? Raise your hand. Sip it high. Thank you. Let me ask this question. If you're here tonight in this big crowd, and you say, Preacher Smith, I just don't know, but I want to know. My heart was filled up with this beautiful music, and it seemed like something was happening. I tell you what's happening. The Holy Ghost preparing your heart for this little sermonette. If you're here tonight and you don't know for sure you're saved, I wonder how many in this room, just be honest enough to raise your hand and say, pray for me. Before I die, before the Lord comes, I want to know I'm going to heaven. Would you raise your hand? If you're here tonight and you just don't know Christ, just slip it up. Slip it up. Slip it up. Let's stand a moment. And we're going to sing a song of invitation. This is just for all you. Our Father, right now, thank you for this little scripture tonight that's so big, so large. And I pray tonight for somebody here lost. They'll come with up to one of these workers here in front. Let them explain the plan of salvation and that they clearly can know how to be saved. In Jesus' name.